In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Well, quite often when we come to a certain week, I use the term celebrate. So like at a great feast of Pascha, I say we celebrate the feast of Pascha, or at the Nativity, I say we celebrate the Nativity, that kind of thing. Well, last night when I was giving my little talk that I give after Vespers, I made the mistake of saying, today we celebrate the Last Judgment, which isn't really correct. It's not really something that we celebrate. And I quickly realized, no, that's not the right term, and I changed it to commemorate. Today we commemorate the Last Judgment. The Church in her wisdom has given us this reading right as the final preparatory Sunday before Great Lent, to remind us of our death, to remind us of our time of death and the importance of our repentance in working out our salvation with fear and trembling. You know, it's interesting because there may be some who do celebrate the Last Judgment. They incorrectly celebrate the Last Judgment because what they view it as is it's God punishing those who, in a sense, deserve to be punished. Punishing those who have done heinous crimes, who've done horrible things. But the interesting thing is, when we read today's gospel, that's not what we read. We don't read that God says to those who are the sheep that you haven't murdered, you haven't raped, you haven't stolen, you haven't committed adultery. And then to the others, to the goats, that you have done this, that you've murdered and that you've raped and you've stolen and done all these horrible things. This isn't what he is judging. This isn't what the Christ is using to separate the sheep from the goats. And those who would celebrate the great judgment, that's what they look at. They look at those things. And then you can look at yourself and say, well, I haven't done that. Kind of like the Pharisee a couple weeks ago, you could stand and say, well, I haven't murdered, and I haven't raped, and I haven't stolen anything, I haven't committed adultery, I haven't done these big sins. But that's not what the Last Judgment's about. That's not what Christ is looking at. That's not what he's talking about. As I said, this isn't a time that we celebrate. The Last Judgment happens because the fall happened. If the fall hadn't occurred, there wouldn't be a Last Judgment. We wouldn't be hearing this gospel verse today. This wouldn't be a week that we commemorate, but the fall happened and sin entered the world. And so what is it that Christ is looking at when he's talking about these two different groups of people? Ultimately, he's talking about love. He's talking about love for him through loving the least of these, through loving our brothers and sisters in the world, our fellow humans. And so he doesn't say you haven't murdered or you haven't killed, but he says simply, to those who have, that you've fed me when I'm hungry, and that you've given me drink when I'm thirsty, and you've clothed me when I'm naked, and you've visited me when I'm sick or in prison. St. John Chrysostom points out that when he turns to the goats, he doesn't say, you haven't done all these things. You haven't done all five of these things, but instead that you haven't done any of them. That you haven't fed the hungry, or that you haven't given drink to the thirsty, or clothed the naked, or visited the sick or in prison. And he points out that it doesn't even set this high standard. He doesn't say, you know, you haven't freed those in prison. You haven't given great delicacies to those who are hungry. But instead, there's more of a simpleness to it. You haven't fed those who are hungry or given drink to those who are thirsty. And Christ tells us that one who gives a drink to one who is thirsty is worthy of the kingdom of heaven. That it's as simple as this. So what are these things? These things aren't just actions. But these things are the basis of love, the love that we have for those around us, the love that we show. And love in our modern society, love is kind of misused. It's for one thing, you use it with everything, you know. Oh, I love the San Diego Chargers. I love my wife. I love my children. But I also love tacos. You know, it kind of loses its meaning when we use it so flippantly. But then it also loses its meaning when we think of it as some emotion or some kind of high that one gets when one is around a certain person, instead of recognizing that love ultimately is a verb, that love is an action. Love is something that we do. We don't show our love. when we have some emotional tie to somebody. We show our love by doing things that are loving to them, by humbling ourselves, by putting other people before us, by not forcing our will on others. We show our love by helping those in need, by giving to those who are hungry or who are thirsty, by visiting those who are sick and in prison, by praying for those that that need our prayers for whatever reason. We show our love by forgiving. Next week, we'll celebrate Forgiveness Sunday, and that's one of the greatest ways we show our love, is by forgiving those who have wronged us, and when we have wronged others, by going to them and seeking their forgiveness. So when we look at this, when we look at this week of the Last Judgment, it's not that there's a list of things that we're supposed to do, but instead that we should make real the love that God has given us and take that real, that love, make it real by loving those around us, not just by saying it, by showing it, by our deeds and by our actions. And in doing so, we fulfill that which he has given to us. We take that love and we make it real to those around us. And in doing so, God willing, save ourselves and save them to the glory of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.